And one does not have to be involved since childhood in special secret projects or something like this. That was the old-fashioned way to do things. The internet in and of itself is an extraordinarily double-edged sword. It is one of those up and down and round and rounds that can be very, very dangerous. The low vibrational entities have found a way to use machines to enter your world. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this long, long time ago.
Yeah.
In certain terms now, and only in certain terms, one could see guns, weapons, as also forms of machine consciousness that are of lower vibration that get themselves into your world by getting you to create them and build them. Mm-hmm. Living in the living library, you are mergeable from all different directions. This is a given. We cannot say it is good or bad. It is a given. It is part of what occurs here. Many years ago, we mentioned this machine consciousness, this build it and it will make me, build me and I will help you, build me and I can do this for you. And let's say you live in a world that is filled with these kinds of things, whether it is art, build this sculpture, build this painting, build this piece of jewelry, or just build this machine that will dispense water. There is a consciousness, a kingdom of machine consciousness that works to insert itself in certain realities. Your reality is always been challenged by developing itself with this consciousness to one extreme or to one minimization or another. If you look at your timelines, you can see that perhaps even in North America, the culture that you are most familiar with having existed here prior to the invasion of by the Western world was the indigenous Indian people, yes?
Yes.
You are all well aware that simultaneously and even, let's say, in coexistence, a race of very large, large giants also walked the land a long, long, long time before what you call the race of native peoples. North America, as we've mentioned in many channelings, we have said it was like a giant preserve, a giant park. There have been fortresses here, there have been moderate cities. There used to be out west very remnants of very, very large areas that the quite large beings occupied, and we are talking tens of thousands of years ago. Subjected also to, destruction and demise through combination of misuse of energy, their own and cosmic events concurring with their misuse of energy. So the land here has seen many, many things. The native people, as you know them, the Native Americans, if you trace your timeline, you can see they used machinery or the making of tools or things to assist their culture to what you would call minimum, yes?
Mm-hmm.
There were arts, yes, and beauty to some extent, beadwork, featherwork, leatherwork, weavings, pottery, which are not too far removed and all done by hand, yes?
Yes.
Everything was made by hand. There was no real machine to make something else, was there?
No.
Let's say that from one perspective now, and many perspectives one could consider, but from one perspective, that can be seen as a collective memory by these native tribes all over North America, who remember and learned from the folly of the giants who preceded them by many tens of thousands of years. And eventually, as the giants were dispersed and wore themselves down